Is it all good?
Keep going.
Good in the neighborhood?
I am my own affliction. I am my own disease. There ain't no drug that they could sell.
Welcome to Miss 100 of the Five Star Man. Asa, say it, please.
No. No, she's never hated me more.
Than right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had something to add on to it.
No, it was literally just I glanced over at Allie and she's not breaking eye contact while drinking her soda. And it's not a happy look.
I'm not even going to say what it was that you said.
No.
But if you want to know what Asa said.
PZ85 mixtape.
Email us at what did the gray man say?
Email us at this bit isn't dead. We're bringing it back. It's as dead as The Undertaker.
Necro. Oh, too soon. It is Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. This is our first show back, technically in 2 weeks, I would say, because we had a show 2 weeks ago, but it was with Dalton and Jason Wells.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we did the PW Presents.
Yeah, it was the PW, Mr. PW and the Five Star Dalton.
Mr. PW and the Five Star U.
I like that. And then last week, you were out of town.
Yeah. So we did PWU on last Tuesday.
Yes.
And then Wednesday was that 2 year anniversary show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which went. Well,
it was 1985 light.
Yeah, I did curse a little bit on it, I will admit. I don't remember much from it, but I do remember cursing.
We shared Asa stories because
I did finally listen to that.
The important thing is that we once again had Allie and Lindsay on the same show for the second time. So congratulations all around there. And compared to the 50th anniversary show and the 50th and the 200th, I thought it was probably the best one we've done. But that's because the first one had Zach Price, and the last one had 20
Everyone,
people.
Everyone,
yeah.
Except Allie. And it was just a cluster frick.
Cluster fun.
All right. Dolphin friend, yeah. So, welcome to a proper episode of Mr. 100 on the Five Star Man. I, of course, am Shannon Young. I'm Mr. 100. And down at the end of the table is Asa Gray, who is the Five Star Man.
Five Star Man.
All five stars.
All five.
And then next to us, of course, no longer a producer, not in a long time. And let's be honest, she never produced.
She did the first couple times.
Like the first episode, before she was actually on a mic, she sat over there and messed with the dials when I told her to. That lasted all of a week.
Yeah,
weeks
because
tops.
Then you took it back.
That's because you got, who was it that set a mic out for her the first time? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
It was somebody set a mic out and they're like, if she's going to be here, she might as well be on.
That was you!
I don't recall that.
It was you or me, because I think I just, like I did today, where I was like, okay, fourth chair.
I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I think you just put a mic out, and she was just like, am I on? And I was like, yeah, you're on. And then since then, she hasn't produced anything.
Except for quality content.
Thank you. Rude.
I have to dig my way out of the hole.
The only thing she produces is sass, and on an expert level. Allie, not actually... trying to think of something clever and it's not coming. Asa, help me out.
A bear.
That's not clever.
Are you sure?
Not actually a berry. She's not a berry. I mean,
she's also not that.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of?
What does that remind you of?
One of the dirtiest words I've ever heard that's not dirty in any way. You want to know one of the dirtiest words you'll ever hear? And I told it to Dalton earlier when we were driving to Best Buy. Kumquat.
Yeah.
That is a dirty sounding word. And that word is, he didn't know what a kumquat was. He
really?
He thought I was just being nasty.
That
because
you were
of the
just
subject
saying
we were talking
a word?
About. Well, we were talking about a nasty subject, kind of. You know what I mean. I told you about it earlier for the show. Yeah. Won't repeat it. But I told him the word kumquat. Mm-hmm. And I can't even say the word kumquat without feeling like kind of itchy.
I don't know why. That reminds me of the joke. What's the filthiest mouthed character on television?
Who's that?
The Roadrunner. Everything says beep beep. Censored out.
Yeah.
I hate the Roadrunner.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the show now. Oh, I'm gonna need you to explain yourself.
I hate the Roadrunner for the same reason that I always hated Tom and Jerry. Because, like, I just wanted Wile E. Coyote to win once. Just like I wanted Jerry's the mouse.
Jerry was the mouse.
I always wanted Tom to win once. Like, how many times can you watch the same guy lose over and over again? Zack Ryder. I wanted the mouse to get eaten by the cat, yes.
That's mean.
Did you see the episode of the Roadrunner?
Where he
caught him and he holds up the sign?
It doesn't say, like, what now?
Yeah.
Because the Roadrunner is gigantic.
I don't remember that, but I just thought he caught him.
I never saw it, but I've heard stories that there's an episode where the Roadrunner, for some reason, turns huge. And Wile E. Coyote has him, and he's like, looking at how big he is, he's like, what do I do now?
See, I always thought it was just he just catches him. He's like, well, what now? It's like, well, you eat him. What? That's what you do.
You don't show that on kids' television, though.
You really don't.
I don't think. Allie?
No, I love...
I mean, it depends what era it is.
Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner were always my favorite of the Looney Tunes bits.
Oh, Daffy. Like, I'm a Daffy Duck guy.
See, I was also a Daffy Duck guy. Yeah. And that Daffy was kind of the reason that I never super liked Bugs. Because Daffy's clearly better.
Clearly.
But Bugs is on everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's the star. I'm like, no, but this one's better. Like, okay, so this is where we lose just most of our listeners. Because this is my great exposing moment for myself.
And if we don't lose you now, give us about 10, 15 minutes we start talking about whitewashing. We'll lose the rest of you. Go ahead.
I have always hated Tommy Oliver. I don't like the Green Ranger or the White Ranger. I've never liked him. As a kid, I'm watching, and I'm so attached to, like, Zach. Zach was always my favorite.
Zach was cool.
And then and Jason. Like, those were my guys. Like, love them. They could, you know, them and the team can do anything. And then, okay, this new pouty kid shows up, and he's like, okay, so there's an evil ranger. That's cool, and that's a great idea, but even, like, as a child, I'm like, yeah, but eventually you're not going to be a bad one, so just get on with it. Like, okay. And so when that happens, like, and now he's finally a good guy, everyone else just becomes incompetent.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they can't people do anything without
in infomercial commercials.
Yeah.
And Tommy has to come in and save the day. I'm like, no, Zach and Jason can save the day.
Billy can save the day if you give him enough time to prep. He's like Batman. Well, see,
I'm not making that comparison. And then they do this whole, like, okay, there's this multi-episode arc where Tommy's losing his powers. Oh, no, we have to focus on that. No, we don't. Just show the ones with powers. They're the cool ones.
So, Tommy,
and then he comes back even better. Like, get out of here, Tommy.
Tommy Oliver is basically Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
He's Roman Reigns. He's the guy on the team that you really didn't want to stick around and did, and they're going to tell you how important he is all the time.
When Tommy's not on the screen, people should be asking, where's Tommy? Tommy?
I'll be honest with you. I don't remember liking any of the Rangers as a kid other than Kimberly. Like, seriously, this was like teenage Shannon Young, right when I noticed that girls were pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just had my eyes glued on Kimberly the entire time. I wasn't one of those horn dog kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a little known fact about Shannon, because everyone just assumes, I've got this my entire life, that I'm a womanizer, that I sleep around. This is full disclosure. I never slept around with anybody. I was a prude, a morally uptight prude until about 23, mm-hmm. when I finally started to, like, not
become who you were as a person.
Right. When I started to grow up a little bit, mm-hmm. and not think, because I was never religious. My parents never made me go to church or anything like that. But for some reason, maybe it's because I watch a lot of Jerry Springer, and I was like, well, those people are scum. And I just associated that with those people.
Right.
But I wasn't a horn dog that, like, just sitting over there, you know, rubbing myself while watching Amy Jo Johnson. I had a literal crush on her.
Right.
Like a schoolboy crush. And that was the whole reason I watched it. And she's still my favorite to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't even but I do remember when Tommy came in, because I was like, he's hitting on Kimberly.
Kimberly's mine.
That whole will they or won't they? They better not.
How dare they?
That's my answer.
I will say, like, in the comic book run right now, like, he's a lot better. Like, they do a better job of, because the comic is more grown up than the TV show, like, ever really
was. That
won't
be hard.
It's really not.
We were watching clips today, and oh my god, how bad was the original Power Rangers? So I'm sorry, Dalton. It was bad.
No, he's aware. He just refuses to see it. but no, so, like, Tommy in the comic is really, even though he is kind of the focus, like, it's actually well done, and, like, everyone else feels important.
Is it the same plot line where he was the Green Ranger and he was bad?
Pretty much, it's like right after that. It's so, like, Zach really doesn't like him, like, at all. He doesn't trust him. Jason is like, he's that kind of hesitant about bringing him in, but he's still very standoffish.
Yeah.
But they also give him, like, almost PTSD.
Tommy?
Yeah. No, yeah. And so he, like, is seeing hallucinations of Rita, like, trying to convince him to come back to the, you know, the dark side.
That sounds like what they should have done in the original show.
Yeah. I mean, but this way, it's a lot more grown up,
right?
And it's easier to handle that kind of material without having to tone it down for 9-year-olds.
Yeah, because I always thought, like, during that Green Ranger run, that it would be really, really good if they could go further with it, like, have the Green Ranger kill someone.
Right.
You know, like, really show him as evil,
mm-hmm.
because they can only go so far in a kid's show.
Yeah.
So that sounds like something I need to read, or just stay tuned for the next Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
It's also really, it's unfair. I can't say that I dislike the Green Ranger in retrospect, because I like Jason David Frank so much.
See, and that's the thing too. It's like, I don't as much.
Really?
He feel to me, and this is, I don't, this is just a perception thing, because I am sure he is everything that he seems to be, but he feels like just the knockoff version of The Rock. Like, he's just so positive and happy. And, like, the episode he did with Xavier Woods on Up, Up, Down, Down.
Yeah.
Just felt almost like, not phony, but like, no one's really like this.
Like he was putting on a show.
Yeah, it's like he's trying too hard. Whereas like when The Rock does it, it just feels natural. And maybe it's just because of the amount of charisma that is somehow bundled into that man.
Yeah, because Jason David Frank isn't nearly as charismatic.
He's not.
So he could be just phoning it in, or he could, I mean.
Or he could just be that, and that's just how he, and again, I'm 100% willing to admit that it's just on me, that I already kind of had this like, but you kind of ruined my favorite show. So I don't want to think you're a decent human being.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I'm not saying that, you know, any of this is true.
So
it's
you
that,
have a grudge against
that's
him.
Just kind of the mental block in my head.
Right.
And like, and I'm not saying like that he's a terrible, I would never say he's a terrible person. It's just he doesn't. I don't get the vibe from him that he is.
I feel like everybody
who
has.
Who his persona is.
Everybody has that. Oh, Ethan's actually playing Persona 5 right now. It's a great game from the looks of it. Anyway, I think everybody has that celebrity that they just have at least, or two or three, mm-hmm. that they just have an irrational dislike for, even mm-hmm. though they don't know anything
and
about
it's
them.
It's not even that. It's not even like I have a dislike for him. It's just that I don't get. I don't see what everybody else sees, I guess.
Yeah. So you just.
Like everyone has him up on this pedestal, and I'm just like, yeah, but I mean.
I've got a guy like that.
Who's
Seth
yours?
Seth MacFarlane.
Is he the Family Guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
The creator. And everyone always talks about how funny he is and how great he is, and I don't see it. Like, I admit that.
Ricky Gervais?
First two seasons of The Family Guy did make me laugh. Mm-hmm. And I do like American Dad. We've talked about that before. Yeah. But everything else that he's done, I don't find it funny.
Which, and he left American Dad after like the first season too.
That may be why.
Yeah.
Because Family Guy now is a trash fire.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's gotten better. It's just because it did have a real dip in quality, like right around when it got canceled and
came back. Yeah.
But apparently it's like worked its way back up to being watchable. I haven't seen it, so I can't really attest to that. But
what I liked about the original two seasons of The Family Guy was that it was slightly subtle. Like mm-hmm. there were subtle teas. Whereas Family Guy now is just in your face, offensive, making fun of like, they made fun of, didn't they make fun of Sarah Palin's like autistic nephew or something like that? There was a big controversy.
I don't know.
It was bad. I mean, it's bad. Like, I get shock humor. Mm-hmm. I do it. So I feel wrong when I get mad at someone else for doing it.
Right.
But I do. I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah. I don't, like, I don't know the specific instance you're referencing, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I just remember Sarah Palin being very, very upset. Allie, do you have a celebrity that you have just a dislike for or just.
Even like a distaste for.
Distaste for. That you really have no reason to not like them.
I don't have any, like, that I can think of offhand. I know, like, if they were in a movie or something, I would recognize it, but right now offhand, I can't think of any.
There's not one that you actively just, cause Tommy Oliver's on my mind a lot. I don't know why, like, he shouldn't be, but Jason David Frank just kind of pops up in my brain every once in a while.
I was
gonna
say, Tommy Oliver and Jason David Frank, so you just like, yes, just like the character.
They're the same. They are one and the same.
They might as well be, because I mean, Jason David Frank has pretty much made his entire career on Tommy Oliver.
Right. There was like one thing that Dalton tried to say is like, yeah, well, Jason David Frank is the only one whose career wasn't like ruined by Power Rangers. It's like, it's because his entire career was Power Rangers and
also,
then amateur MMA fights.
Also, he's completely wrong because Amy Jo Johnson, and he still like doesn't realize Amy Jo Johnson has had a good career in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. She did Felicity. She's mm-hmm. been a lot of movies. She's done TV shows. Like Amy Jo Johnson has a actual career. She's the only one.
She has a longer IMDb page than. Four series.
Because Jason David Frank, go to his IMDb page and see how many of his listings don't say Tommy Oliver. The only one I can think of is the Power Rangers movie, where he played unknown guy with camera.
Oh, the new movie.
The new movie,
yeah. Where he did the cameo.
I hate Seth MacFarlane.
I'm not the biggest fan in the world, but like I enjoyed the first Ted.
When people talk, especially when Ted came out, and everybody was like, oh my god, this is so funny. I watched part of it. I watched the part where the stuffed animal was screwing the girl in like the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell is this? What the hell is this? Is this comedy? I'm such a hypocrite. I'm such a hypocrite. to sit here and condemn these things with some of the things I like, I'm such a hypocrite, but I admit it. It just upsets me.
Right.
I just get irrationally angry at Ted. It's such a stupid movie. Why did you go see it, Allie?
I didn't.
You've seen Ted.
I've seen Ted. I didn't go see Ted.
Well, you've seen it, though.
Yeah, because my friends watched it.
If your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump
off too? No, there's a big difference
be lonely
between...
up at the top of the cliff.
No, else? You'd be the winner.
Why else would I be there? Like,
you'd be the winner at that point. How did we get this conversation started? It was about Wile E. Coyote, right?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I was comparing Bugs... Bugs Bunny to Tommy Oliver.
I have grown softer on Bugs over the years. I actually like him.
Oh no, I like Bugs Bunny. As a kid.
One of my favorite Super Nintendo games is Bugs Bunny in, I always want to say Redneck Rampage, but I think it's Rabbit Rampage. I can't remember anymore. Redneck Rampage was a completely different game. You kids might be too young to remember that. It was one of the first Doom clones.
Oh, please tell me that's a real thing.
Oh, it's definitely a real thing.
Oh, I
You have to look up Redneck Rampage. It was about aliens, and you were a good old boy trying to hunt them down in a Doom-style game. I'm not making this up.
Wow.
It was bad.
I mean, I believe you.
Lindsay loves Chex Quest, which was basically a Doom clone about a cereal.
I was going to say, like, please tell me.
Redneck Rampage.
That just explains a lot. Chex Quest. Were you flavor blasting?
Flavor blaster! Even better than Looney Tunes was Tiny Toons.
I did like Tiny Toons a lot.
And, yeah, of course, my favorite character on that, Plucky Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ducks were just the best.
Donald was always my favorite of the... Well, no, Goofy.
Darkwing. I know he's not technically on, like, Mickey's show, but Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
We did the thing where we were trying to figure out what the next chat group was going to be called, I suggested Disney Afternoon,
mm-hmm,
and I immediately said, I'll be Darkwing. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody was like, of course you will. What makes you Darkwing?
I like him the most.
I would also take Chip from Chip and Dale.
Why not Dale?
Because Dale's... I'm not going to say it because it's offensive. Dale's not that smart. Dale was like...
Was Dale the red nose and the party shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Dale was like Dave Coulier, the cartoon chimp. Chipmunk.
Not chimp. You're mixing Jungle Book in, like, it's all...
I hated Chip and Dale because of Dale, and they have those squeaky-ass voices. That's all.
Rescue
have you
Rangers.
Seen Chip and Dale?
I don't think so.
I feel like you would remember seeing pint-sized chipmunks solving crimes.
I always get... To be fair, I always get Rescue Rangers... And the one that I'm thinking of in my head, and I can picture it in my head, like Baloo.
Tailspin.
Tailspin, yes.
Tailspin was the worst.
I always get them confused.
Tailspin was like the cancer cell on the
on
Disney Afternoon.
Yeah.
I hate Tailspin so much. Lindsay's going to be so mad she's not here for this conversation. She's the only one that like watched everything like I did, because I was a Disney Afternoon freak. But I hated Tailspin. It was just...
I feel like I was just young enough to where it doesn't, like, nothing super sticks out except for I love Darkwing Duck and I loved Scrooge McDuck.
Because Darkwing Duck was basically Batman.
Right.
Literally.
So yeah. I'm getting caught up on, like, the 5 weeks worth of comics that have accumulated in my room.
I just want one thing before you say that, mm-hmm, because I gotta get in or I'll forget. The only good thing about Tailspin, businessman Shere Khan. That was awesome. That was awesome. Okay, go ahead.
I do remember that. So one of the books that I'm reading is the new Batman Ninja Turtles crossover, but it's based on the Bruce Timm, like, 90s animation show. And the current Nickelodeon run of Ninja Turtles. And it's really good. But issue 5 has this 2-page spread where it's panel for panel, the Batman animated series opener, like the theme song with like the bank robbers and stuff, except Michelangelo is also there. And it's amazing.
I need to see that.
Oh, it's so good. I'll send you a picture tonight because it's on the top. It is on the top of my pile right now.
And I've got a book you need to read. I've got a comic called The Duck Knight Returns.
Yes.
Which is Darkwing Duck's return to comics a couple years ago. It's a, mm-hmm, hardbound edition that I picked up that I'm a big fan of,
because, mm-hmm,
I miss Darkwing Duck. They've got that 6-pack of games coming out soon.
Yeah,
the Disney Afternoon pack. I want that so bad. Allie, you really were born way too late.
I'm sorry.
Because what did you grow up with? What kind of cartoons did you grow up with?
So.
Name them off.
What? I had Kim Possible.
Okay, that one was good.
Yeah.
I had.
I'm going to judge you.
So, like, actual cartoons?
Or just kids' show. Like, what did you grow up watching?
So, what was on Disney whenever I was little was That's So Raven.
Sucks.
Well.
That's So Raven was one of the better ones.
That's like saying Trash Fire is better than a terrorist attack.
It wasn't as good as Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire, yeah.
Only gets a pass because of Hillary Duff.
Well, you talking about Kimberly was me and Hillary Duff.
And Bob.
And everybody.
Every
person who is attracted to females
was in
love with and was hopefully age appropriate was in love with Hillary Duff.
I don't know if I was because I
well then you were wrong.
I jumped on the Hillary Duff train late.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bob was in love with her and he would always like watch Lizzie McGuire. So I'd be like, why are you watching this? When I go over to his house,
because
I was like 20, 21,
mm-hmm,
and then I started seeing Hillary Duff and I'm like, oh, she's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So I fell in love with her. I don't know how old she was at the time. I'm gonna look it up real quick because I need justification. And I had a Lizzie McGuire, Hillary Duff poster up in my room. And then when Lindsay came in and lived with me, the first thing she did was take that poster down. And I never forgave her for it. Because I think she ripped it off the wall. And she was like, well, you don't need this anymore. Hillary Duff is 29. So, shit.
Yeah, cause she was,
moving on.
Cause I knew she was always like, she was older, but yeah, we talked about like me watching Power Rangers until I was almost in eighth grade.
I watched Power Rangers. I also watched Dexter's Lab.
I went as Dexter's Lab for like Halloween my
Powerpuff Girls was like my favorite.
Yep.
I watched Samurai Jack.
Missed the boat.
I didn't watch any of those.
I watched Ed, and Eddie.
I was gonna say you had the cartoon block.
Yeah, we had.
I have an irrational dislike for Ed, and Eddie, and I don't know why.
Me and Calvin, whenever
Freshman's wave at me.
No, she gave you the freshman's wave because it was deserved.
Whenever my family moved here, we were looking at houses, and my parents wanted our input. Me and Calvin, and. Calvin picked out a house. I was like, I don't know. I was trying to decide between these two. And he just goes, this one's in a cul-de-sac like Ed and Eddie. And I just go, that one. And they live in that house still. So
that's awesome.
That's kind of similar. When I was younger, my parents asked me, what do you want to live in? And I said, I'd like to live in a house that we could drive somewhere else if we don't like the place. But once we buy it, let's add on some really shitty additions. So that way we can never go anywhere. And then we bought the trailer.
My stepdad
and
hated cartoons.
You gotta know, with trailers, we got hornets. Go ahead.
Wasps have plagued my mom forever. Like, she thinks she's cursed. Cause there's always just, like, we come home from school or work and there's at least one wasp in the house. No. Yeah, it's annoying. Slash terrifying because I'm allergic.
Slash terrifying because they're terrifying.
They are.
Little nature's assholes.
Little hate monsters.
Yeah. They're like the alt-right of the insect world. she laughed.
There's the, my stepdad hated cartoons, like always hated cartoons. Cause like I've made the Bobby Hill, Hank Hill comparison with our relationship before.
Yeah.
He loved Johnny Bravo.
Oh.
He loved Johnny Bravo. That was the funniest thing to him.
My brother was the exact same way.
Apparently whenever I was little, I would ask my parents if we could watch Johnny Bravo because I had hearing problems. So I said things weird when I was little. And then whenever I got a little bit older, they would tease me because of how much I loved Johnny Bravo. Mm-hmm. And so then I hated Johnny Bravo.
It turned you against them.
If there was ever a movie like Taylor made for The Rock,
Johnny Bravo. Oh, yeah. My God. Who do we need to talk to get this thing made?
Did you ever see? Oh, God. We're just jumping all over the place. This show is a mess.
These are my favorite shows.
Did you ever see the college? I think it was it was Funny or Die. Well, they did the fake trailer for the Daria, starring Aubrey Plaza as Daria. Who do we have to talk to get that
to get that made now?
And I hate Daria, by the way.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan.
I hate Daria. Lindsay loves Daria. Bob, too, and I don't understand the appeal. A little smart mouth. sorry.
But you're so angry.
But Aubrey, they're all just so dead inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're millennials or hipsters or whatever.
You're a millennial.
But they're dead inside. They have cold, dead eyes, and they're all just there to kind of bitch at each other and act. Yeah, I hated Daria. I could not stand the sound of her voice. I could not stand the characters in that show. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Lindsay gets the box set. She wants to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it.
You got that gaming laptop
so
now.
Bad.
Just throwing the heads and headphones.
Oh, my God. But that, if there's anyone to play Daria, it's Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, absolutely.
Or any character, because I love Aubrey Plaza.
I'm kind of realizing that, like, so, like, you naming off yours, I'm like, you know, no, I was still watching cartoons then. So it's kind of like with, you know, some of the older, like, when you jump back the generation for, like, as opposed
like
to
me.
The stuff. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, whenever you're jumping back into more of the 80s side things, and then, but you also had, like, the early mid 90s stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I was, because I grew up with that early mid 90s stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I'm also still, I was still watching like in 2000s and.
Yeah, cause I was definitely a late 80s, mid 90s was my kid zone.
Right.
And of course I had Darkwing Duck at the Disney Afternoon, Power Rangers later on. Mm-hmm. I stopped watching kids stuff when the Ninja Turtle show came on. Like not the cartoon,
the live
the
action.
Was,
the, oh
yes.
No, we don't talk about a new mutation, Shannon. How many times do we need to
I'm
make?
I'm not going
to
talk about the new mutation.
You're breaking the house.
I'm not going to talk about.
You're breaking John Cena's house rule number 37B. We don't talk about new mutation.
I swear to God to you, I will not talk about the new mutation. I do want to talk about the next mutation, Ninja Turtles, because that's what it was called. So now I can legally talk about it.
I'll kill you.
And it was the horror.
Kill you.
I was so excited for it because I loved the Turtles live action movies. Well, I loved
Pinky and the Brain.
I hated Pinky and the Brain too.
Well, you're wrong. I like their skits in the Animaniacs.
Yes.
When they got their own show. Same with like Cow and Chicken. Because I feel like Cow and Chicken was its own thing.
Never
like,
watched Cow
and
Chicken.
It was part of a thing. I didn't. Cow and Chicken weirded me out. Like
Cow
then,
and Chicken
and,
was weird.
I Am Weasel.
Never watched that either. Yeah.
I Are Baboon and I Am Weasel. They were part of the same block of things, and that one was just like it felt like they were trying to do Ren and Stimpy, but worse.
Yeah. Did we really get better as we got older? Because I swear, when I was on this thing called VRV, and I was looking up Bravest Warriors to show a clip to either Allie today or Lindsay last night, I saw one of the shows that's on there is Spider-Man Batman.
That's actually a YouTube
series.
Yeah,
that's a YouTube series.
Which is on that channel now. Like, you can watch episodes of it.
And episodes?
Have you ever actually watched it?
I thought they ended it a while ago.
I thought it was like a little, like, 4-minute bit.
No, there's like 1,000 episodes.
No, there were a lot of them on YouTube. I didn't know they continued.
Do you not find that just insulting to intelligence?
The first episode when I don't know it's a series? No. When I think it's just like a one-shot little stupid thing?
No, but it gets weird. Like, it gets
weird?
No, because at the beginning, it's just stupid. It's just random things and stupid. And then it actually turns into some sort of a story. Calvin watches it, too.
That is not... you can't just say Calvin watches it all of a sudden and go, oh, well, Calvin watches it, so clearly.
Well, you know, but...
I'm going to let you in on a secret. Calvin's not as cool as you think he is.
But he's my big brother. Aren't they all supposed to be cool?
My big brother does meth.
Have you? Okay, so.
Is he cool, Allie?
Speaking of random.
Don't look at Asa.
He's talking, though.
Have you seen the Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared?
Yes.
Videos?
Yes.
Yeah, is that the, like the kids puppet thing?
The puppets with the real.
Where they're like. And then try and think creatively. Green is not a creative color.
Yeah, that is actually pretty intense.
Those are upsetting.
And then they have more.
There are so many more.
Did you ever see the College Humor video for Don Cheadle as
Captain Planet?
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves the first one. No one's ever watched the other ones because they also get super weird and not funny. Me and Bob marathoned them one day, and by the third one, we're like,
what?
I don't know the point of this anymore.
I just watched Scott Aukerman's comedy Bang Bang.
I love that.
I love
Scott Aukerman.
I do too. I really like to stand up. When I had a comedy Death Ray album, and that's where I got a lot of my stand up. My taste in stand up was really influenced by that.
He was on Mr. Show, which influenced my comedy love. Yeah, absolutely.
And so I was watching that, but that one is another one where it's just like, okay, you're tiptoeing the line of like leaning into that Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Area well, see, of I, what I don't like, but it's just contained enough that I only watched like the first two episodes, which was, the second, it was Zach Galifianakis and then Amy Poehler.
Is this the one, did you watch the one where Reggie Watts?
Reggie Watts is like his music, yeah.
And not Weird Al, because apparently Weird Al now.
David Cuck, is it? Huh.
Yep.
And then like the second episode, he's like, oh, I forgot to pick up my dry cleaning. Quick, I need my sub. And it's David Koechner comes out as Mr. Duble. But it's spelled double butt.
Damn it.
And they just treat him like a stupid substitute teacher.
I am one of the few people in the world that actively like Tim and Eric. Mm-hmm. Like,
You are not a minority.
Oh, really?
You are just a minority, and I think in this, like, group of people.
In this area, because if I bring up Tim and Eric, people just shut me down. I think Hunter actually may like them a little bit, so I think Cody likes them too.
I think there's certain aspects of stuff, because, like, there are certain skits that I'll watch that, like, I'm like, okay, that's good, but it's when they just go into, like, nonsense.
Yeah.
That it's hard for me to really.
And they do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like I like that Totino's commercial I showed you guys. And I remember the night we watched it was the same night Louis brought in that goddamn Too Many Cooks thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was quickly overshadowed and everyone just loved Too Many Cooks. And I'm sitting there going, but Totino's. How did you know? I watched Tom Goes to the Mayor. I watched Tim and Eric. Great job. I even watched their movie that they did, which was not, I mean, Tim and Eric. So it's whatever. If you like Tim and Eric, good luck.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's
fine. You're allowed to like things.
No, but you watched all that, right?
I did whenever I was little because it was on.
I was listening to the show that you guys did, where you talked about I think it was the reunion, or Jesse mentioned the reunion because, Keenan told the story about Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Showing up.
Yeah. Never a fan of that. I watched next to nothing on Nickelodeon when I was a kid. Other than,
Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron.
I never got to watch Jimmy Are You Afraid Neutron. Of the Dark.
One of the first.
That's because you like JD.
Yeah, okay, that's how that works.
One of the, when I worked at JCPenney, one of the first times I went on break, I went into the break room and there was a TV going and it was playing Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I love, yeah. And I immediately,
and I just spent the rest of the day doing the, singing the Fairly Odd Parents theme in my,
one
in
of
my head.
My favorite Wands and Wings cartoons that came out a little bit later was Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
That was right on the cusp of like, that came out right when that, I had like stopped. I would see commercials for it. I'm just like,
That's a cute show. I've watched
I've gone back
it.
And seen some of it.
I really, cause it didn't go for very long, but it was a really good show. I liked it.
I remember the giant ox thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He was.
He reminded me of Where the
Everyone
Wild Things
thought
Are.
He was.
Was his
scary,
name Eduardo?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was like the nicest.
He was basically me. Like when people meet me and they're just like, oh, well, he clearly does drugs and like does like well, Fight Club.
And does Fight Club.
And then I'm just like really nice and somewhat intelligent. Like I can walk and speak.
I've seen you do it.
You have.
It's so good.
I'm
and
sitting
use your
right
phone.
Now. I'm sitting right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you seen my phone?
That's how we're on the. I mean, mine looks.
My phone has more cracks in it than the Trump presidency.
Ayo.
Oh!
Mine also, yeah. And you can see, it's great, because you can see the point of impact on the corner of my screen.
Yeah.
But it's below where my case, like, there's a lip on my case, so I don't understand how, because I dropped it on a flat surface. So there's no reason that.
Are you sure there wasn't, like, a pebble?
I mean, just, like, it might have been.
I have an X crack going over the camera for the selfie.
Mine is just underneath it.
You're lucky.
Because I took I keep forgetting to post both. So I took a picture with Osby at the last CCW show, and I keep forgetting to post it.
You posted it?
Did I?
Yeah, because I got mad about it.
Because I stole it from you.
You stole it from me.
I stole the Osby selfie.
Yeah. And I also pointed out to him that you took your Osby selfie before he did, because you were still in your
jacket. Yeah.
Always taking Ned Flanders' side, March.
And then when I went to Columbia for the stand-up show, I took a picture with Michael Yetman for equal parts for Hunter and for Dalton.
I don't know who that is.
He, me and Dalton worked with him at JCPenney. And I don't remember the connection that he has to Hunter. He might have done stuff with, like, he might have been at SEMO at the same time or worked with Rage.
Did he work at Toys R Us at any time?
Couldn't tell you.
That name sounds really
familiar. I only know him from, cause he was also pretty active. Like, he kind of started the stand-up scene in town before he moved to Columbia and has his own show that he does every week at the, I think it's like the Rose Music Hall.
Yeah.
Up there. It was really funny. But, and then, yeah, I knew him because that was one of my favorite Dalton stories. Was when I beat him in Injustice because he got real cocky and did his super move, but I hit him before the move landed.
And he walked off, didn't he? He like dropped.
He put the controller down. He was all cocky.
Yeah. I've actually been talking about stand-up comedy a lot lately. Audra was in here last Tuesday because she brought me a milkshake because I posted on Facebook.
A malt. She brought you
she
a malt.
She brought me a malt. Oh, yeah. I have to say.
Because apparently that's
a
big deal.
Because I keep saying
it's
shake.
It's different.
They are, no, yeah, they're different.
They are different.
Oh, Marge always taking Maude Flanders' side.
Oh, my goodness.
we were talking about stand-up, and, you know, people have told me for a long time. Well, actually, when I was younger, everyone told me, you're not funny. I heard that from all my friends. They're like, we love you, but you're not funny. But I think that's because my style of humor was very much that Mr. Show, dry satire, like, pushing the edge. Mm-hmm. And they liked, you know, Jackass and stuff like that. They want to see Get Her Done or, you know, just vulgar, profane. Mm-hmm. And I liked a little bit more intellectual comedy. So I always heard you're not funny. And then when I got to college and now everyone tells me you should do stand up. You're so funny. You're so insightful. You have stories. You should do stand up and tell them. And I was talking to Audra about it. I'm like, I can't. Like, I don't know how you do it. Mm-hmm. Because the reason I can do this is because we're in a room with just three of my friends, and we're recording. No one can see me.
Yeah.
You know, if I get up on stage and everyone's staring at me and I have to memorize this stuff, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'll bomb.
It's always something that I've been interested in doing because I've loved stand up since like grade school. Mm. Like I've always liked stand up. But if it wasn't for this crippling stage fright, I would be more inclined to do it. But I still don't understand how people listen to this. And that's where I get no immediate feedback whatsoever.
Yeah, you just keep going.
But if I say something that's like, I think is funny, and then the room just is dead, you're gonna continue with the show with a person in the fetal position just weeping on stage.
that's the show.
Because that's what is going to happen to me. Like, the next act comes up, and they're just like, okay, well.
Okay.
Just gotta push you aside.
Yeah, they're just gonna have to step over me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how Audra does it. She does stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. I've not seen her, and she's asked me to come see her a few times, and I never have.
She's good.
Well, I'm scared. Like, not only am I scared to do stand-up comedy, I'm scared for the stand-up comedian. Like, I always sit there when I watch it on TV even, unless it's like a big name.
Right.
Because obviously if a guy like Chappelle comes out, even though he's not funny and he's telling funny jokes that aren't funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dalton, I said it. We're not going to talk about that. We've talked about that before though, right? His new special.
I haven't.
We've seen those conversations though.
Yeah.
Either before.
Because he invented sketch comedy.
He did. And if you like 30 minutes of rape jokes, you're going to love the Chappelle stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'll say about it. Dalton can defend it, whatever. If he finds it funny, that's fine. Because it's not like it was like, he wasn't condoning it or anything. Mm-hmm. He was just making jokes about it. I'm not a prude now about stuff like that.
Right.
I just didn't find it funny. But anyway, if Chappelle's up there telling jokes, I don't worry about it because he's a megastar.
People paid to see him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you have like clubs and stuff like that where I get this fear that the audience is literally there just to shit on the person who's up there telling jokes. Cause I'm used to like the Raw crowd after WrestleMania.
Right.
I'm afraid that when people get in big places like that, their job is to not be entertained. And I think it was Dalton or somebody started showing me this guy who deals with hecklers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember his name.
Was Bill Burr?
No, he kind of looks like Mike Branham.
Yeah, the redheaded guy.
I don't remember his name. He's very funny.
Bill Burr is redheaded?
No, I know Bill Burr. Okay. I know Bill Burr. It's not Bill Burr. But seeing him deal with hecklers, I can't do that because I'll stop trying to be funny and I'll just get angry.
Right.
And threaten to fight. So I don't know how Audra does it. Like, I give her, I think what Audra does is a billion times better and more brave than what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just can't do that.
Well, and it's the fact that there is a live audience there. Like, Chris Hardwick, like the Nerdist podcast, 99% of it is usually just kind of more of a stand-up podcast because he talks to stand-up comedians and, you know, celebrities and stuff. But like, I love when he has comedians on and tells those stories because, you know, there are certain aspects where it's like, if you go to an open mic type scenario, and like, as long as you're charging people, like, it's whenever when people get in for free, that's where like you get the real kind of trouble because there's no money, there's no investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas if you even, you know, charge $2, like the thing that Michael does up in Columbia, it's more, you know, there's a little bit of a investment. Like, okay, I'm here to see this. This is the show that I came to see. Even if it's not a specific comedian necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, I at least paid to be here, so.
Right.
But yeah, no, there's, you know, and then you're always going to have just the tools who think it's funny to try to interrupt shows and speak over the person with the microphone. And
you get that in every walk of life. And I have been blessed that when I did, because I used to write fiction a lot and I would post fiction online. I used to be a big writer. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved writing and I would post it and I never got a bad review. Like, people would always, they wouldn't always be the great reviews. Like, they wouldn't leave a lot of feedback, but they would say, love your story, stuff like that. When I was college editor in my paper in college, I did get one or two nasty letters. That's because I said things that were controversial. So I expected it.
Right.
But no one ever told me you're a bad writer.
Right.
And then we do this podcast now. I've just been blessed like my entire life. I've never had anyone actively tell me I suck at what I do. And I don't know if I'm prepared for that. The moment that someone finally like messages me, takes time. Oh, someone's going to do it now.
Imagine being
someone's going to do it now. They're going to message me tomorrow and say, your podcast sucks. And I'm going to go, God damn it.
Imagine being Kurt Angle.
Hearing you suck every time you come out.
You come back after 12 years. You suck.
If I was Kurt Angle, the first thing I would have said when I got that mic was, can we change that to You Rock, maybe? Yeah. He did it for the New Day.
I think he did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He should.
I think he did it at the Hall of Fame.
But what I love is when he does when they do the You Suck thing, and then when they finally, like, the music goes down, they start clapping.
Yeah.
And applauding it.
Cause it's
just a sign of respect. Yeah, it's like Allie said, it's an endearment now.
Yeah. It's the same thing with, like, once that John Cena sucks singing started, that is going to follow him forever.
Yeah.
Like, when he's inducted in the Hall of Fame, people will be cheering, will be singing that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about the Raw crowd and the WrestleMania crowd tomorrow
on
Pro Wrestling Unscripted. That's going to be part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Because those people.
NXT crowd.
Jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're edgy.
The only thing that I wanted to actively talk about tonight, and now we've had so much fun talking for 40 minutes. We got 20 minutes left.
That flew by.
Yeah.
Really I'm sorry. Did. You had a topic, and I feel
no,
like
it's
I
fine,
just.
Because my topic, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it now because we had fun. And I don't want to actively take the fun away.
You don't want to make the fun go away.
So here's all right. I wanted to talk about whitewashing.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna save that for Thursday.
Okay.
That'll be Thursday show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hear Shannon's probably controversial and hateful view of
it's
whitewashing,
not hateful.
Well, I mean they'll hate me for my view. Although
then that's
you have to stay tuned to Thursday. I swear, Jesse will be on the show, but I think we're on the same side this time. Won't yeah. be another argument.
Yeah, because like talking like going back to just the Iron Fist thing, like in the when the controversy yeah. over the casting mm-hmm. of the Finn Jones.
Yeah.
Someone Reddit pointed out that if the actress who plays his love interest in Iron Fist and he actually got married, her real name would be Jessica Jones. It's like the internet has too much time on its hands to be able to make these go, but I love them for it.
Yeah. Did you see the little teaser that they put out today for the Defenders?
Yeah. It was confusing a little bit because like you have part of me thinks that wasn't really Charlie Cox.
Because he was about that too.
Because he was in his, and not only was he in a mask, but he was in his
old.
He was
style.
In his like original, like the t-shirt tied around yeah. his head mm-hmm. mask.
Yeah, granted, that didn't make any sense to me.
I mean, and he is the only one who's hiding his identity for whatever reason. Yeah, but
it was clearly supposed to be Daredevil.
Yeah,
you know, it was Daredevil, Luke Cage,
Jessica Jones,
and
Danny
Paul.
Rand. No, not, that is a whole other. That's a whole other series, there, buddy. I mean, I'd watch it.
You'd watch Rand Paul as Danny Rand as Iron Fist?
Rand Paul as Iron Fist.
Oh, my God.
Just punching poor people left and right.
With Hillary Clinton as
I don't think that's who Rand Paul
Jessica
is.
Jessica Jones?
No, you lost me.
I don't know much about Rand Paul other than he's a failed presidential candidate. A
couple times. But who isn't? It was just.
Allie just sighed.
It wasn't enough. Like it, to me, it was like that's a that is what a teaser is.
Yeah.
Warner
yeah.
Brothers.
Because if you haven't
not
seen
the
it,
minute and a half trailer.
Trailer. There's a
it's
teaser.
It's like 40 seconds long, and it's.
Oh, it's not even. I don't even
yeah,
think it's that.
No, it's like 8.
It's a little odd.
It's closer
seconds.
To 30, but yeah. but like the last 5 seconds is just static because it's them standing in an elevator,
looking like they just got out of a fight.
The elevator starts going down. Jessica Jones notices the camera, jumps up, and smashes it.
Yeah.
One of the nice little touches, though, was the time on it, ends on August, it's 8:08:20.17 seconds. And the date that Defenders premieres is Friday, August 8th, 2017.
After Iron Fist, are you excited for the Defenders?
Still hesitantly.
Because they ripped your heart out.
Because it can't be worse than Iron Fist. It yeah. just can't be. It's also a whole other team of people. It's not the guy who ruined Iron Fist.
Like, who's the guy that ruined Iron Fist?
I don't remember his name. He helped ruin Dexter too, so I should have known better, but, I don't know why.
Well, you said Dexter and I looked at Allie because all of a sudden I remembered, I thought about Dexter's Lab
mm-hmm.
and how that show could have been a lot different.
See, that's, I don't know if that's a Saturday Night Live sketch. But it's probably, that could have been a Mad TV sketch.
Dexter's
but like
Lab?
The 1 year that Mad TV was good.
Oh. Which year? I'm curious.
First one.
Okay.
Maybe the second one because they like, maybe found a little bit of their footing.
Did you know they brought the show back as an animated program?
No.
Yeah, and it was
Why?
Worse. I don't know. But you know who was on Mad TV?
Phil Lamar.
At least Key. Maybe not Peele.
Jordan Peele. I think they both were.
Were they both on it?
I think they both were briefly.
Because I remember seeing, is his name Michael Keegan Key, I think?
Mm-hmm. Keegan Michael Key.
Keegan Michael Key. I remember seeing him on it and going, Wait. That's the guy from Key and Peele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say it was, I think Jordan Peele was too, because they've both been on the Nerdist. When I say recently, I mean within the last like year, because that's how my brain works.
And while you're looking that up, I do want to touch on, I sent the group chat this thing that Dave Chappelle did. It was an interview right before his specials came out or right after, where he talked about, he was at a club. And he mentioned how much it sucked to have to sit home and watch Key and Peele do his show for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I take offense to that.
Yeah, I hated that.
That's stupid.
Get over yourself.
Dave Chappelle, one, did not invent sketch comedy.
Not at all.
You can go all the way back to SNL, SCTV, Kids in the Hall, Mr. Show with Bob and David, In Living Color. Dave Chappelle did not invent racially charged comedy, In Living Color.
Yeah.
Did it way before Dave Chappelle did.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do it as well?
Maybe not.
Arguable.
I would, you know what?
Arguable.
And this could be a rift in the group chat, but I think Key and Peele was better than Chappelle's show.
Yeah. Because I didn't watch the Chappelle show.
Certain skits, I agree. Like, there were skits on Key and Peele that were just great.
And there are certain skits from Chappelle's show that are comedy legends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking anything away from Chappelle's show, but as a whole, I thought Key and Peele was smarter.
Sometimes I agree. Yeah, there was Key and Peele
like,
stuff that was really, really
you
good.
You can break it down in episode by episode or argue that, yeah, but this episode wasn't as good. Like,
yeah.
I mean, but every show is going to have that. I just,
right.
as a
yeah.
whole, I enjoyed Key and Peele.
Sketch comedy is so, like, hit or miss, too. Because there's stuff I love on SNL. Like, I love the Trump stuff, obviously. Not because it's making fun of Trump, but because it's just funny.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when they made fun of Clinton back when
Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah, but I'm trying to... When Phil Hartman did him and then...
Oh, Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond, yeah. When Daryl Hammond did it. And then with Obama with Fred Armisen. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just good. Like, they're really smart when they do political humor.
Yeah.
But there is stuff on SNL that is so painful to watch.
Yeah.
That it just makes you cringe because it's so unfunny.
That Chris Rock sketch.
The one
from,
with the swimming with the sharks episode.
I don't remember which one it was.
The one where they were trying to pitch the idea.
The Shark Tank thing?
Yes. I watched that final because everyone's like, dude, you got to see this. I'm like, well, how bad can it be? And oh my God, that is the cringiest cringe you will ever cringe.
It can be real bad.
Yeah. Mr. Show was the same way. There was stuff on Mr. Show that just wasn't funny.
Going back to that, because that reminded me of something I've been meaning to ask you for months now, and every single time it passes by.
Take your chance.
To briefly go to pro wrestling for a second. Everyone craps on Vince Russo because of the gimmick on a pole match of, you know, making a movie star champion, all of this stuff. But you can't argue that a lot of his stuff in WWE was pretty good because he had the Vince filter.
Right.
Do you think that Bob and David have almost a similar dynamic? Because watching With Bob and David on Netflix, that last episode is kind of the behind the scenes thing. And it made me think when they were pitching the sketch of, when the little boy who died and saw heaven and Hitler was there and
how
Gandhi
far
was
they
there
to go with it.
And how far David Cross wanted to go with it.
Yeah.
Do you think that Odenkirk is almost kind of his
McMahon?
His filter, yeah, his McMahon filter.
I do. Because if you
okay,
ever,
yeah, we get it. You hate religion and you want to show Jesus like having sex with a guy.
Was it
like
having sex with Muhammad or something? It was
something,
pretty bad.
It was something like that.
And I remember Bob Odenkirk saying, like, you don't have to take it that far. There's no reason to.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that David was pitching that Bob would just shut down, and a lot of people complained about it. They're like, well, Mr. Show, the reason it was so good is they were so crazy. They would do anything. They would show. They did, but they didn't. Like, they never went that far. And if you ever watch David Cross's comedy specials or hear him talk, yeah, the dude is extreme.
Yeah.
And I think you have to have a filter.
He's like the Alex Jones of the left.
Yeah. And like this show. You take our show. Go back and listen to some of our old episodes where we were not filtered. Some of it was really funny. Some of it was not. Like, some of it was just, one, it was offensive. It was insulting to your intelligence. Like, some of it was just bad. And I feel like you... specifically, and Allie to a lesser extent, because she isn't as vocal about my bad comedy as you are, that you have become a good filter for the show, where you helped filter out the just stuff that didn't need to be said. Like, okay, Shannon said the N-word on a couple shows, and some of it was meaningful. Some of it was clever. But other times, I'll make a joke just because I think, oh, racial comedy's funny, right? Everyone can make fun of racism. Yeah, but is it funny? Or are you just doing it because you know it gets a reaction? And you have helped me filter that out. And I've tried to become a better entertainer because of the things you pointed out to me throughout the past. And I mean that. I'm not just saying that because you're in front of me. Because Jesse just lets me get away with anything. He'll do the no thing, which is funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Lindsay lets me get away with anything. Dalton better keep his mouth shut. But yeah, you've been a very good filter to my unfunny side.
Well,
so I thank you for that.
I didn't mean to. I almost feel bad.
No.
Like I feel like you have to like watch what you say around me.
That's, I mean, I do to an extent.
That wasn't the goal.
But okay, case in point, and I have a hard time saying this because I find when I saw it, I felt a pit reaction in my stomach. I mentioned before I was fired from GameStop because I made a joke about rape. I said that one of these people that were on their television, I don't advocate violence against women, but someone should rape and kill her. To me, at the time, comedy, everything's up for grabs, whatever. Right. Looking back on it, not funny. I was going through my Facebook history, and it was either 7 or 8 years ago, my post, and I apologize for this ahead of time, just know that I also found it offensive and not funny, is it was at WrestleMania time. And I said, if I ever get close enough to rape Trish Stratus, I'm going to rape Trish Stratus.
Jesus.
Holy shit. I literally thought, I don't know that person anymore. Because the people that are around me, like you and Allie and Jesse and everybody, has helped me grow up to realize that that's not funny. That's not a funny thing.
Right.
You know, so when I look back on that, I was ashamed. And I'm like, I actually kind of like the person I am now more than the person I was back then. That unfiltered, anything's up for grabs. I'll say whatever I want. What a douche. What an absolute douchebag that guy was. So you guys get the good, Shannon. I never thought that. I thought you guys got the, I thought you got the tame Shannon.
So you thought the, we got the good Shannon all along.
Yeah.
Like every Shannon's the good Shannon.
No! That ain't funny. That's really not funny. Oh God. I wish I hadn't told that story. Now you talk, please.
Now you talk. No, cause
I don't
just
have water level.
you're taking the actor sip. See, you would have spit something out if you'd actually drank anything.
That's true. There. There's like a spit left in there.
Enough for a spit take. No, you're right. That wasn't funny enough.
No,
to,
Bob did one of those once.
I've gotten there. I have like
right in my face.
Oh no!
And it was legit.
Oh
yeah.
I've gotten like three or four. Like, and I've gotten a lot of the real close. Like they have to cut, they cover their mouths and catch it. And I'm like, no, just give it to me. Like I've earned
that
it.
Makes such a mess.
I don't. It's not my house.
But what if it was?
Well, then it'd be less.
I'm not funny at home. I'm mindful of the pacing. when to bust out the hilarity. But no, I don't know why I've just, like, I had that thought and I've been meaning to, like, ask you about it because you're way more of a fan and know way more of their stuff. So I don't know if that was maybe like a one-time deal or just if that was kind of like a dynamic that they would have.
I always felt like David was the funnier one because he had better timing,
mm-hmm.
but Bob was the funnier writer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you watch the Mr. Show episodes or even the With Bob and David, David always seems like more energetic. He's funnier,
mm-hmm.
but you have to rein that in. You and have to keep that controlled or else myself in point, like if you don't have a filter, if you think we can do whatever we want, especially on Netflix,
because mm-hmm.
Netflix is maybe even less restrictive than HBO. You have to. I'm glad Bob Odenkirk is there. And yeah. Bob Odenkirk is basically Matt Hardy and David Cross is Jeff Hardy. Everyone loves Jeff Hardy more,
mm-hmm.
but that's where the money is. That's the money right there.
Because Odenkirk, I like Odenkirk too, but I almost think part of it might be that's how they presented it because almost every time you see them, especially with Bob and David, mm-hmm. he's always like dressed in a suit.
Yeah.
Like he's got the jacket and tie. David's in jeans and a t-shirt.
No, that was like that on Mr. Show.
And so
too.
It's like, okay, well, so, you know, is he just having to play the role of straight man?
No. On Mr. Show, every episode, they would mm-hmm. always do an intro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like with Bob and David, but it was literally just be Bob and David. They would come out and talk to the audience.
Yeah.
And David was always in like a flannel shirt and like jean shorts. Bob, mm-hmm. every episode was in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's just his style.
But
what
I mean, like, is it just, well, I mean, it probably is, you know, his style in general, but also just, you know, being able to embrace that. Like, as, okay, well, you know, this is how I dress anyway. So it's easier for me to kind of fit this role of, you know, the little bit more of, and I'm not saying that he didn't, because normally the straight man doesn't do jokes.
Right.
They just are the reaction to make the jokes funnier. But just he was maybe the tamer. Like the more low key.
He was definitely more low key, but in some of those skits, Bob was just like, he was way more animated in the original show than he was in mm-hmm. With Bob and David. With Bob and David, I feel like you really saw, like, he was way more mature mm-hmm. and toned down because it, you should watch a lot of Mr. Show. He was a lot zanier back. They were more energetic back then, but my God, they're pushing what, 60 at this point? They gotta slow it down a little bit.
I don't think they're that.
Let's find out.
Okay.
if only there was some way that we could have this knowledge just
thanks to the power of
accessed.
The internet. And I think people like JonTron
mm-hmm.
and what's his name?
PewDiePie. Mm-hmm.
I think that they feel like maybe they took their cues from like Mr. Show with Bob and David and stuff too, and they feel like the shock humor, the say whatever.
I'd give you PewDiePie, but JonTron wasn't doing his as a bit.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't trying to get laughs. He was just saying that
sharing an opinion.
You know, keep the White House white. Like that's just
okay. That's bad.
Yeah. I don't think he actually. To be fair, he that's not of all of the egregious things he actually said. I don't think that was one
White
of them.
That's mm-hmm. right. Bob Odenkirk is 54, and David Cross is an
not
asshole. 53.
Huh.
So not 60.
Halfway there. And I also. That's not true at all.
From 50 to 60. He's almost that way.
It took me a second to realize why you guys were laughing. I was like, no, 54. That's halfway between 50 and 60. And
yeah.
Like, no, you better clarify. I also never found David Cross to be that funny. David Cross reminds me a lot of Dave Chappelle. Maybe it's the Davids. I don't like David Cross's stand up.
You know what, David, we do love?
David. But
from Villainous Ground.
Yes.
We love David from Villainous Ground.
And he's legit funny.
He really is.
Yes.
I really want to get do a presents type deal with them.
Oh,
with him and Mary
awesome.
Jo. Yeah, that would be good. We'd have to take it up there. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
which
we could
we've
do it.
Done before.
Yeah, we could do it after they close. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they close at 7 at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
where you get the best coffee in the world. They also have milkshakes.
They do.
I had my first milkshake, and oh my God, it was a treat. Remember, Allie, when you and I were in St. Louis, and we were at St. Charles, and we were on the strip there, and I got a milkshake that was, what, $9?
Yeah.
Was it terrible?
It was good.
Oh, so I went.
But I have to plug it real quick, but the Villainous Grounds shake, which I paid only like $3.54 for, was a billion times better than that $10 shake I got in St. Charles.
I also, I went with a friend to St. Charles, and we went into, my friend Katie, and we went to this ice cream place. And it was
I bet it was the same one.
But this one was did they like have, like, were they making chocolate there as well? Because this was more of a,
No.
They were
making candy. I think they had candies. Yeah.
And they were giving out free samples to people waiting in line.
Yeah. Then this must have been the same place, but I got a malt, and it was bad. I don't know if like the malt seasoning, whatever it's called, went out, but
yeah, I got a milkshake, and then you got.
I had like an orange lemonade.
Yeah, that's right. It was like an Orange Julius type thing, but it wasn't Orange Julius.
It was really good.
And then they rang me up. It was like $16. I was like, but we got two things.
No, it's only ours.
Yeah.
It's only ours.
We're not paying for the rest of the place. What's wrong with you? Yeah, man, that place. But I highly recommend going to Villainous Grounds to get a milkshake.
Yeah.
Because it's fantastic. You know what we need to do? We need to do another Villainous Month. We need to see when that was and then do it again this year.
October.
Oh, God. We have to, stall for months.
Yeah, it was October because it was Halloween.
No, that's Terrifying Tanner.
No, but this was, for the Tuesday show.
No, because this was for Tuesday show. Thursday was Terrifying Tanner.
Ooh, did we do two segments in 1 month? That doesn't seem right.
I think we did.
Because
we wanted to do something for
our show.
We wanted
too.
To do like the theme month, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, joke's on you because they're all my shows. Except Nerd Up.
That one didn't have a theme month other than Quality Nerd News.
Quality Nerd News.
It's what it is.
By that nerdy bastard, Jesse Kimball.
I'm actually really excited for this week's show.
For Nerd Up?
Yeah. There's some things.
What are you guys going to talk about? I ask Jesse this on the show all the time, and he always goes, I don't know. Because he never plans it out.
One of the things
he plans it out so well.
I mean, we do. It's just, it's gathering everything. It's kind of like with us in PWU.
Yeah.
Like, we throw stuff into the group chat to go back in later, but it's not until the day of that we put everything together.
Jesse and I both had a process where we would take the news we want to talk about, we'd write it down, we'd do bullet notes, and then I abandoned that, and Jesse kept it going. Mm-hmm. And then, like, all of our shows are almost freeform now.
Yeah.
You know, how do we keep it up for this long? Anyway, you were going to say before. Interrupted you multiple times.
One of the things is Marvel sales for their comic books are not good. And one of their executives is saying that the reason that Marvel is not selling as well is because the fans, comic book fans, don't want diversity. They've introduced all these new diverse characters.
Wait, so like they have the female Iron Man.
Female Thor, female Black Iron Man. Kamala Khan is now Miss Marvel.
Female Wolverine.
Yeah, there's all these new.
And they're blaming that people don't want diversity for their comic sales?
Yeah, that's what it has to be. So we're going to talk about that on Sunday.
I almost want to be there for that because I remember when they first announced all that, my first gut reaction as a straight white male was, oh, they're just changing all this to appeal to the PC culture that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I got over myself and I realized how good diversity is for everybody, I thought it was good. And I really loved the female Iron Man. I don't remember her name. It was,
Riri Williams. Riri,
yeah. Because Jesse would always say Riri. Mm-hmm. Riri. It's Riri. I really liked her. I thought she was very cool.
It's just one of those things, and we'll get way more into it Sunday.
Of course.
But it's just the whole, or maybe just give us diverse characters that aren't being pigeonholed into these roles of existing characters.
Yeah. Like create new superheroes instead of saying, hey, you remember Iron Man that you loved, Tony Stark, so much? Here's a replacement.
Yeah. There are multiple other factors.
Remember
though.
Jason you loved on the Power Rangers? Here's Tommy.
Oh, why you gotta do that?
I'm so sorry.
I'm excited for the Sunday show too. Also, but to real quick go back, I didn't know that Bill, like Bob's brother, Bill Odenkirk, it's like that name didn't click until I was watching this. He was like a executive producer on The Simpsons, or like a writer or something on The Simpsons, because I was watching Simpsons World and just,
He was also, he's in a lot of Mr. Show skits, and I think he didn't appear on with Bob and David, but he did write for him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Bill Odenkirk is really, really good too. And we need to do that Simpsons show someday.
Mm-hmm.
I know Nate Smith's clamoring to be on it.
No.
We won't tell him. Until the episode's out.
I'll tell him.
We'll make,
I'll go out.
I know you will.
I'm a bad person. I run on this thing called spite.
I know you do. You're like a human wasp. We'll call you the Wasp. That's a character. Is that a character yet?
It is.
I know. But when you talk about The Simpsons and how much legacy it has with like Conan O'Brien alone, you know? Yeah, we should do that show sometime.
And now I've actually seen more than just like 20 episodes.
Allie's been watching it too because she's been on my Simpsons world. She's also on my Hulu. Along with Zach Kurgis.
I need to get Hulu because apparently Bob's Burgers is down to only 2 seasons on Netflix and I am not okay with that.
Do you just want to use mine? I think I can have like 12 profiles.
Yeah, but can't you only use it like at certain, like you can't use it at the same time?
We hardly ever use Hulu at home. I subscribe to Hulu. I subscribe to Netflix. I have every service so I can provide it to all my friends.
I'm the real MVP. I had another friend's stuff for Hulu. And for whatever reason, it would not stay connected to my Chromecast. It was the one that I would try, cause I would try to watch South Park. We were trying to watch the previous season of South Park. And we would get 5 minutes in to the episode where it was, there's a term for it that is blanking, but it's an anime when they try to ship characters.
Oh, shipping.
It's shipping. but there's a special word for it when it's anime, apparently.
I thought shipping was that.
I mean, that's what it is, but apparently there's like an actual anime term for it. Yeah. But they're doing that with a Tweak and Clyde. For whatever reason, like all of these girls, like in their class, are just drawing all of this fan art of like Tweak and Clyde holding hands, and but we'd get like 5 minutes in, and then Hulu disconnected. So okay, well now you have to watch the commercial for Hulu watching Hulu, and then like you couldn't skip that, so then you have to fast forward, and by the time we find where we are, it's like okay, 30 more seconds in, disconnected from Hulu.
Hulu is the worst.
It was so
bad. Hulu is the worst. Because they had the free version, and then they had the paid version with premium content, and now it's all paid.
Right.
But you still have to watch commercials.
But now they have the super paid. The super paid version, where you don't have to watch commercials.
I love the Homer Simpson joke where he said, if I wanted to pay to watch commercials, I'd get Hulu. Which is funny because he's on Hulu. That's where you can see The Simpsons other than Simpsons World. We gotta get out of here. Before we do, we're gonna post a thing about Mandy's contest pretty soon. You heard the Thursday show, right?
Yes.
At the end, basically the gist of it, and I meant to post it, but we haven't yet.
Wait, is this the horror movie thing?
Yes. Okay. The Scare Mandy contest, where we're going to get all of our constituents to tell us what movie Mandy has to watch. We're going to take all those suggestions, put them in a hat, mix it up, and draw one. And then Mandy has agreed that she has to watch it. The other part of that is I have to watch anything Mandy tells me to watch. So we're going back and forth.
I feel like Mandy's getting the very raw end of that deal.
Yes.
Because... For having like, because you love movies.
I love certain movies.
You love movies in general. Like,
I do, but I really you love will give, horror films.
But you will give just any type, other than something like Jack and Jill. Like, you will give anything a chance.
That's true. You should see the movies Allie made me watch the first year we knew each other.
And so I feel
they're
like
good movies, but I would never have watched them generally.
But I feel like if Mandy's like, okay, unless it's something like Jack and Jill, like, I don't feel like
you
there's
wouldn't
really
do that
going
to me, would you, Mandy? Moana. Please.
Moana, please. I feel like there's not a whole lot that you're going to really.
Well, what I'm worried about is that somebody's going to pick, like, just the worst movie. Because there's
Cannibal
some,
Holocaust.
Yeah, or, like, something that's really bad. I mean, she couldn't even get through the Red Band trailer for Evil Dead. Jesse can tell you. She squeezed.
For the new one?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge gore person like that either.
I love Gore when it's done well, and I thought Evil. I'm gonna go home and watch Evil Dead tonight.
I laughed at that movie.
You are a pain in the ass. You are the worst person to watch horror movies with. Part of the reason we know each other is because I said I was gonna find a movie to scare her, and I have yet to find a movie to scare her. There was one movie that made her uncomfortable, and that was Friday the 13th. There were parts that you kind of jumped at, but you said it was for different reasons.
Well, jump scares.
It was awesome. We'll talk about it after show. I'll tell you about it. But anyway.
Jump scares are cheap.
Yeah. Allie sucks when it comes to watching horror films.
Because she doesn't get scared.
No, nope. Mandy's much better. Mandy is a much better partner for watching horror films than you, by the way.
I get scared. I mean, I get scared for horror movies.
Asa too. And Dalton.
I went on a date. Dalton's and the reason it didn't go well was because I was all jumpy. Watching paranormal, like one of the Paranormal Activities movies.
I love that. That's what you want when you watch a horror film. You want to be scared.
But not when you're the only one doing it. The person you're with is just judging you.
Sorry, I have a really great grasp on what I am watching is not real.
I mean, I know it's not real, but
like,
I'm still sleeping with the light on.
Part of the reason I bought my PlayStation VR was to watch Dalton play Until Dawn, Rush of Blood. And then he did it. He shook. And then even better was J.R. Davis, who's in the band Eurydice. Go to JR's page because he's got stuff he wants you to help him with. That's what I'm saying. Go to Eurydice's page on Facebook. Yeah, anyway. I'm plugging his band. It's a great band. I want to hear more of it. Anyway, I'll get a free soda out of this tomorrow. Anyway, JR was absolutely terrified of it and almost fell out of the seat when he played. That's what I want. And that's what we want to do to Mandy. We want to scare Mandy to the point that she is a quivering pile of goo in between Jesse and I.
To be fair, the one game I played on VR, I forget what it was called.
The one where you were walking around.
Yeah, and I was like in the sewers.
Because you could hear stuff.
Subway system. Oh, yeah. And because it is, like, I'm not looking at a screen. I'm looking at what seems to be around me.
That's,
and
stop it. You're going to make me miss the PlayStation VR.
Well, that was like Game Grumps. They did their initial playthrough of Resident Evil in VR, and he took it off for a certain part because he's like, you know, I don't want this to be a memory.
Oh,
like I don't want, because that's what it is. You're seeing something in your.
You're seeing it.
Yeah, you're seeing it, and you're kind of like, yeah, you're not feeling it necessarily, but you're like, you know, I don't need to see the chainsaw come through my come through my stomach from behind because they caught up with me.
I want to play that so bad in VR. Hendrix is in a game called The Cabin VR. He's literally in a game you can get on Steam right now that is a VR experience, and Hunter is in that. And he plays two roles. I played it for Allie, and the look on her face when she realized it was Hunter, it was like, that was great. And Hunter did a great job, and we love Hunter. We love JR. We love everybody here.
Everybody.
All right. There was something else I wanted to... speaking of shipping and stuff, if any of you fans want to draw pictures of any of the Podzilla cast together in sexual positions, like me and Asa, or Dalton and Asa, or Jesse and Asa...
Hang on now.
Please do.
What's this?
And post it to our Facebook, and we'll... I don't know.
What's going on now?
All right, we're getting out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to talk about WrestleMania.
That's
we're going to talk
be a
about
show.
That crowd. It's going to be one you can't miss.
We're going to shake things up.
Next week.
Wink.
Hope you didn't want to see AJ Hunter.
Stop it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a great night and be back for PW.